And the roads in and out of the flood-hit township of Henley will be closed for up to 3 more days. This is as the water recedes. Otago and Southland's been drenched by heavy rain this week, but the rain has stopped at the moment. We can cross to Martin Weir. He lives in Henley and is with us now. Hi, Martin.
How are you this morning?
I'm well, but more importantly, how are you?
We're sitting high and dry, but everything else is soaking wet.
Okay, so when you say soaking wet, how much water is there lying around?
There's a fair bit, like it's over the road outside home here now, so yeah, you can't move in or out. I haven't been out and seen the river this morning. With a bit of luck, the high tide has come and gone, so it should have gone out a wee bit.
Okay, what's the weather like this morning?
Well, it stopped raining, so if it stays like that, it'll start clearing away pretty smartly.
Okay. In terms of around in your paddocks and that kind of thing, do you have an awful lot of standing water, of puddles, that kind of thing?
Yes, yeah. The land sort of is high up where the house is, but it dips down and then comes up to the road. So right through there is quite low, so it floods there anyway. But it's just a lot deeper than it normally is, that's all.
Okay, what about the situation with your stock? I think you've got sheep, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a couple of sheep there. I've just got them up onto high ground. And I've got another piece up by the clothesline I can fence off and just run them up into there, and there's plenty of grass there for them.
Oh, so they'll be all right for a couple of days if you can't get through to them?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. So the situation then yesterday, though, you were up in the middle of the night checking to see what was going on, weren't you?
Yes, yeah, you just keep a wee eye on things just to see how things are going. Like, you lift in your workshops and in your houses and stuff like that, you prepare and you lift stuff if you need to, you get it ready to lift. So it's just watching where the water is and that sort of thing, so as you can be ahead of it if possible. But it's not always possible. You know, last time, July last year, it came up that quick and everybody just got flooded. You couldn't move not much stuff, you know.
Yeah, because yesterday you got up at, I think it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, with your headlamp on to go and see what needed moving.
Yeah, that was high tide. You just want to check it so the river's not breaching the flood bank too much.
Yeah, did you get any inundation?
Down the south end of the town, there's part of the flood bank that's quite low. It just poured over there. So it's come into the paddocks down the other end, and it's just slowly worked its way back up behind us, sort of thing. Or in front of me, between the road and the houses, basically. So that's the last part, all the way through the town. So, yeah, we've just got to get the council onto the flood bank and get them to sort of get their ass moving, because we pay their rates and that sort of drama, but we don't get any work done, so.
Does it need raising, shoring up? What do you think?
Yeah, it needs raised. It needs raised probably a good foot or something like that, and half this water wouldn't be in here.
Were you up at 3 o'clock this morning?
No, I didn't bother. I thought it was pretty safe. I was out late last night, and I just had a wee nosy round, and everything seemed okay. I was just praying for the rain to go away, but yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah, were you able to kind of monitor what was going on while staying inside and keeping dry?
Yeah. Every couple of hours, you go out and just check your markers and stuff like that, just to keep an eye on it. You know, like. Yeah, just see if anything else needs doing.
It's kind of becoming a bit of an annual event. You mentioned that it happened last July. Here we are again talking to you about it.
Yep. That's just the nature of the land, I guess. Like, when we first come down here, you know, every once in 5 years or once in 6, 8 years or something like that, you get a flood. Now it seems to happen every year. And I think it's because there's a lot of houses being built in Mosgiel and that sort of thing. Where the land was grass, now it's steel and concrete, so it's going straight out into the river and just coming down here quicker. Of course, there's a lot of hills up in like Middlemarch and Ranfurly and that sort of thing too that are coming, the water's coming from too as well. So,
Hey, look, appreciate your time. Thanks for talking to us. Martin Weir there, who lives in Henley, sounds like he's cut off and will be for a day or two to come.